The Holy Scripture, according to John, in the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Obviously, I got it wrong again. So it's John 20, by the way, starting at the 18th verse. I can't read, obviously. Okay. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness for any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my fingers into the mark of the nails and my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
You know, I looked at this passage and I looked at it and looked at it and looked at it. And I said, well, you know, boy, just a field day for picking on Thomas. And I decided, no, I'm missing something. And I didn't know what it was. And I kept reading and looking at it. Keep thinking that I was going to find something in here when you know, Jesus says, "Peace be with you," and I keep thinking I'm going to find something about 8 days later. No, I didn't find it until I got to the end. And it said, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. These are written so that you might believe. That answers the question. Why do I read this thing? Do I read it for rules and regulations? Do I read it like a history book? Which it has history. I mean, there's no question about it. And it's... Or do I look at it like a drama because, you know, it really defies rules for writing about something in terms of a sect or people, because they tend not to record their failures. And yet in this book, failures are recorded everywhere. Yeah. And so I looked at that and I said, well, that's interesting, because if you go to school and you sit in a classroom, what do? You take notes. Why do you take notes? If it didn't amount to anything, why do you take notes? So that you might remember. Why would you want to remember? Because it was important. You only write down in your note-taking what's important. You don't write down anything else. So when you go to a lecture or a presentation and you're sitting there and they go, oh, that's a good point, and you write it down. It's because you want to remember it and see how that's going to apply in your life. You know, I always loved going to those presentations made by big name motivational speakers. I mean, Schuller and so many others. And it was always fun to listen to them. Heavens, I even listened to an attorney in November who had a fascinating presence in front of people, and it reminded me so much of, what's his face, the salesman? Baked in a squat. Anyway, his style was so engaging that I found myself taking notes, which is what I'm trying to get to, is I took notes because he was saying things I wanted to remember. Because they were true. And I found it interesting. Why did John write these things down? Because they are important. They are much more important. This passage was much more important than all the other things that Jesus did with the disciples. Because he did it to prove a point. We cannot all be first century witnesses. So how do you communicate that kind of truth? You write it down and put it into a story with feeling. You put it into an outline so that way when you read it, you go, oh, that's what happened. And then you go, yeah, I can see that. And you read Acts. And you noticed you wrote it down so that you might have life in his name, and you made reference back to the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis. Who is this God? Who is Jesus, who's the son of this God? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God who was, is, and is to be. Now, how am I supposed to believe in him? Because you can't tell me enough for me to believe. You may get my attention, but if I really want to know this God, what do I have to do? I have to open up a book. Now, this is the most authoritative book we have. So much so that nobody else has been able to find one anywhere near the authority that this book has. And we call this book the Bible. And it contains a whole bunch of little books in it. And in those little books, we find out all about Jesus. We find out about who God is and how he acts. We find out about how those who follow him and believe in him act and live. Well, and we make light, many times you've heard it said, that the Bible is really abbreviations, basic instructions before leaving earth. We've all heard that, and we go, well, yeah, ha, 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 ha. But look at it. It is a book of basic instructions. How am I going to live my life? Now, Thomas was really out of it. His Lord was destroyed in his eyes. And nobody was going to change his mind. And then Jesus shows up and says, Thomas, I'm here. It's okay. It's all right. You know, and if it will help you, go ahead and put your fingers in the holes and feel my side. And Thomas has an earth-shaking revelation. And he goes, my Lord and my God. Okay. You want an earth-shaking revelation? Here it is. Start with John. It's poetic. He's beautiful. And then go to Mark. Mark's short and to the point. Matthew and Luke are wonderful. But once you read those and the epistles, the letters, go back and start reading about what went before them. So all of that history has fed into what Thomas is at this point. All of that history he knows. He's been taught. He's heard. He's been in the synagogue. He's listened to this since he could walk. And now the reality of what God has done has come home to Thomas, and he collapses with the only thing he can say, "My Lord, my God." And that was the end of the conversation. I invite you to discover who Jesus Christ really is, so that someday, if you haven't already done it, you can come before him like Thomas and say, "My Lord, my God." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.